head of the country's central bank floated the idea of dumping the greenback as the world's reserve currency, replacing it with an international currency.
Thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. His vision for America's place in a new world order.
Returning vets could be a risk to our nation.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance.
I think the new world order is emerging.
This is a hoax and a scam which is designed to transfer wealth and power from the private sector to the government sector and from the government of the United States to a world government.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Conspiracy
theorists. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
And who got the money? Hundreds and hundreds of banks, any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve's discount.
Tell us who they are.
No.
You know, financial terrorism. They have the ability to tweak the knob.
I am proposing that the Federal Reserve be granted new authority.
The ultimate goal of the carbon tax and the cap and trade is to destroy production.
This energy tax is the largest tax increase in American history.
We're actually creating a global warming police. So number one, they can come in, the federal government can come in, inspect your house, and send you the bill. We're setting up a global warming Gestapo.
One of the things that if you talk to our generals, they are desperate for is a civilian counterpart to our military forces.
I am fierce.
And this is what I wear.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
The president, when he was in Europe last week, he met with the king of Saudi Arabia. He appeared to bow.
President Obama today proposed something new, something called prolonged detention. Pre-crime is where people are arrested and incarcerated to prevent crimes that they have not yet committed.
It's the World Wrestling Federation. It's the Washington Wrestling Federation. They put on this show that they're bitter rivalries, you know, villains, and they really don't like each other. But behind closed doors, they buddy up for a drink and make deals.
Both the Republican and Democratic parties are owned by the same global elites. And on issues that matter to those global elites, they act as one.
They've wrapped themselves in the American flag, and they've talked about preserving American heritage and principles, and all the while, they're working to merge us into a new world order where our sovereignty will be destroyed, we'll lose all connection with our American heritage.
With Bush, you knew exactly what you were getting. It was there was no iron fist in a velvet glove. It was just the iron fist. Whereas with Obama, you've got the velvet glove and the iron fist. You know, a very sharp guy, very smooth, knows exactly what he's doing. For that reason, far more dangerous than Bush.
Well, at the end of last year, I was willing to give Obama the benefit of the doubt. I thought it was premature to write this guy off. But now that he's been in office for a while, it's obvious that he is very tight with the Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan's on Wall Street, and he is extremely compliant and pliant to the wishes of the large banks, going back to what we saw with Robert Rubin under the Clinton administration, changing laws in favor of the banks, and he's not doing anything to stop the banks. He's helping the banks continue to do what they were doing under Bush. So, in fact, he's just a continuation of Bush on the subject of markets and finance, which is the most important part of his policy right now.
People who voted for Obama wanted real change, and they're getting platitudes, they're getting a lot of nice talk.
A very
very wealthy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Locked and loaded, ready to go. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 23rd day of February, 2011. Incredible interview with Lindsey Williams yesterday. We're doing part two of that live with even more revelations of how the globalists have orchestrated the collapse in the Middle East to then break their deal with the Arabs to not develop the massive oil reserves in North America. They had a deal set up in the 70s where they would not allow massive development of oil on public lands in Alaska, in Colorado, in Utah, and in many other areas. Texas is a state that rebelled and didn't go along with it. That's why it's one of the few states that continued to develop its reserves that are nothing compared to Alaska. And that's the double cross of the Arabs. But then that leads to the death of the dollar by the end of 2012 from his inside sources. Known to us, by the way, one of them, Ken Fromm, died in December. The other, even more high-powered, we just call him Mr. L, former CEO of a major oil company. He'll be joining us to discuss that more and take your phone calls in the third hour. Porter Stansberry on the death of the dollar. He was on with us a few months ago. He predicted so much of now what is beginning to accelerate and unfold. There's reasons that we're seeing riots all over the world now and demonstrations in the West is because the standard of living is plunging right now. And the media is saying, oh, it's a boom time. The economy's great. Recession ended almost 2 years ago. Everything's wonderful. Everything's wonderful. But you're seeing what they've tried to paper over. Coming out, from behind the edges. So it's going to get more and more crazy. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, I had a caller on Monday who said, Alex, I read in a report. I really need to take this call. Stuff is getting so crazy and so busy. I'm just not going to take it, even though it's super important. Hey, can I call you back during the break? Okay, I'll call you back in 10. Thanks. Can't ignore that phone call. It deals with the show. Sorry. Doing some producer work myself, so I have to deal with that. We had a caller who was saying that he had read somewhere but didn't see any bibliographed linkage that the U.S. government is training with foreign governments to occupy the U.S. with foreign troops. And I just off the top of my head said, well, if you watch my film Road to Tyranny, we have the Associated Press and Toronto Star and other news articles on the screen where in 2002 they signed agreements to use Mexican and Canadian troops in the United States for, quote, civil unrest and terrorism to fight foreign domestic terrorists and for civil uprisings. That's in the NLE09 drill. Just put in NLE09, the first link you get. In fact, let's just put it on screen for folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Is FEMA putting a press release out how they were working with all these foreign governments to track and suppress terrorists during an uprising in the U.S.? Then, of course, there's the quotes by different generals that we've played on the air, with Wesley Clark's one of them.
Also, Colonel Craig Roberts' nephew going out of West Point was given an internal briefing with several hundred of the cadets. And then after, Roberts has told the story many times, then later he was given another briefing once he was out of the training and in the official military that, yes, foreign assets would be used during uprisings in the United States, because corrupt systems always try to use outside forces, because even if you can get 30, 40, 50% of your troops to fire on their own citizens, or even if you fly New Yorkers down to Texas or Texans up to Wisconsin, you know, a lot of times countries will try to – we saw this during the uprising in Tiananmen Square. It took them about a day and a half to respond because they shipped in troops from several, 400, 500 miles away from a totally different province where they even spoke a different Chinese dialect to make sure they weren't shooting mommy and daddy and brother and sis and their cousin. And so I really should do some more research on this or re-go over research to recodify it and do a special report on it. And I said last week I'd do a special report this week on the fact that we've been completely vindicated by governmental and private reports dealing with the anthrax attacks being an inside job. That was just in the Washington Post last week. I mean, there's so much evidence I can't even get over all the information that we have here. I mean, I can't even go over all of it myself. It's just pouring in. But looking at news this morning that the crew printed off for me, I noticed a Canada.com news report. And, in fact, this didn't print the whole story. You guys print me the rest. Thank you. This is out of the Ottawa Citizen, one of the biggest national papers. It's the paper there in the capital city of Ottawa in Canada. And here's the headline. Canada, U.S. agree to use each other's troops in civil emergencies. And I mentioned Monday that during the Olympics last year, U.S. troops were in the major cities where the Olympics were taking place in Canada. And that was all over the news. And U.S. troops and Canadian troops were patrolling the bar districts. So they used special events to acclimate you to this, like having troops at the Kentucky Derby or troops at the Super Bowl, and then they just start rolling them out everywhere. But there's the Ottawa Citizen. Canada, U.S. agree to use each other's troops in civil emergencies. Canada and the U.S. have signed an agreement. By the way, they signed it 8 years ago. This is an expansion that paves the way for the militaries from each other's nations to send troops across each other's borders during an emergency. But some are questioning why the Harper government has kept silent on the deal. Well, 8 years ago when it was announced in the AP, in the Washington Post, and Toronto Star as well, it was in the Mexican newspapers, because they're not just going to use Mexican and Canadian troops here, they're going to use them in Canada and Mexico. It's all vice versa, each other's armies inside each other's countries. And under the agreement, it was a North American Union agreement for North American Security Perimeter 2002. Then it was signed under executive treaty, which is unconstitutional. Congress didn't ratify it, by George W. Bush, Vicente Fox, and who was the Prime Minister of Canada at the time? It'll pop in my head in a minute. The point is they signed it at Baylor, about 90 miles north of me up here in Waco, and then the treaty was secret. I mean, it was on record, secret treaty, and there was almost no news coverage of it. But then Judicial Watch and others sued and were able to get not the treaty, but the SPP meeting from 2006 at Banff, Canada, where they were reading over sections of the treaty. So we got most of it from the minutes. And at that Banff Canada meeting, you had over 500 CEOs from Europe and North America and Asia, and they ratified the plan for the SPP, the ongoing plan, and then ordered the heads of the different state departments of the countries to execute it. And, I mean, in the thousands of pages Judicial Watch got and posted on their site, and we boil it down and cover it in Endgame, and there's a bibliography of it in whatistheendgame.com. Everything in the film has a bibliography online. We can check every minute of the film. It has links and documents. That's why I'm always freaking out. This is so big. This is so out in the open now. And it said, we're going to call it a North American security perimeter, but we've got to integrate our nations by stealth because this is very unpopular politically. And in there, they said they would use the threat of terrorism, natural disaster, the flu, other biological problems. They said that they would use that as a way to sell the public in the future on accepting having each other's militaries in each other's countries. And WorldNet Daily covered it, Judicial Watch covered it, we covered it, Coast to Coast AM covered it, a few others did, but really nobody else. But the point I'm making to the caller from Monday is he said, on the spot, give me documentation. And I gave him from memory a lot of places where he could get it. But, I mean, here's February 22nd, yesterday. I got it this morning without even looking. I mean, I see this stuff every month or so, sometimes more often, where they admit that it is to suppress insurrection. I mean, go read it. It's the National Paper of Canada.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Absolutely, Mancow joining us in about 5 minutes, and I'm going to start getting into the Rumsfeld clips ahead of him joining us. But finishing up that story, why it's so important, here's the nice lady been, you know, cutting my hair on and off for about a year. And she just brings up out of the blue TSA with her boyfriend flying back from, I think it was North Carolina, she said. And he went through the scanner, and he was waiting to then be patted down. They were patting down everybody who went through the scanner, she said. He told her, and he put his hands in his pockets, just standing around. A lot of people do that, and they were like, get your hands out of your pockets right now. Get them out. Get them out. Get over. You got to go back through the scanner. You're hiding something. And they put him back through the scanner and then patted him down and were just being really mean to him, like he was a prisoner on a bus who'd just been taken out of the county jail, being sent to San Quentin or Huntsville. And you're rolling up, and that's exactly how they treat you at a rough prison. I mean, from what I've read, even low-security prisons, they're not that rude or mean to you. Not even so much medium, but high security. You know, they let you know, they humiliate you, they strip you down. And in some cases, TSA strips you down in public or takes you in a back room while they rob your suitcase of money. I mean, just every day, multiple articles of them being caught stealing wedding rings, cash, jewelry, electronics. I mean, it is just an orgy of theft that's going on. And this is the public being trained how to be prisoners. But they're not going to put up with it forever. They're not going to break the will of the American people. Now, we're only going to briefly have Mancow on. Then I'm going to get into patent nervous system manipulation from television monitors and how that ties in to this other report that we covered a few months ago. Ceiling lights in Minnesota send code internet data, but then we've got the patents on similar systems that flash at a level not perceptible by the eye but to the brain and can actually manipulate you with that. I mean, this is confirmed. You know, the old thing of how a hypnotist with a flashing light or the swinging watch, this is much more high-tech than that, and they can actually make you throw up. They can do anything they want with this. And now through data, through power lines, they can do it with the fluorescent bulbs. That's why they've unified these worldwide. You notice worldwide, these are going in. Governments passed the laws to get in line with the UN Agenda 21, and they're toxic. If one breaks in your house, you've got to evacuate it and open the windows and call a toxin control team, poison control team. They're getting rid of phosphorescent because these are systems literally for mind control, and it's hidden in plain view. That's coming up. But first, here's the big news. Donald Rumsfeld, imagine this. Donald Rumsfeld, former Secretary of Defense, out pushing his book, went on Mancow Muller's syndicated broadcast that's on all over the country, including WABC in New York. And he says, hey, what about Building 7? What about Building 7? We're going to play that short clip first. And Rumsfeld says, never heard of it. Don't know anything about it. Now, this was a CIA state federal command base with the Army Defense Intelligence in it, FBI, the command center for that entire area of the East Coast. They're running a drill of it being attacked that day. That's why they'd move the command centers out on the pier and the mobile command centers. That's ABC News reporting that. And Rumsfeld says he never heard of it. He says, building what? That's why it's called the Building What campaign. The ads running in New York that have gotten Geraldo Rivera to wake up and come out and say he questions Building 7 and Judge Andrew Napolitano because they have honor, especially Napolitano. Because last night I was picking up some Mexican food to bring home. I do that quite often. I have to add to my gut. And I was walking out, and a fellow walked over to me and said, you know, I'm a mainline conservative, but you woke me up. My dad didn't believe in 9/11 being an inside job, but I showed him the footage of Building 7 imploding, and you know, he was a Navy SEAL / UDT, his dad, and he said, that's a controlled demolition. Yeah, they blew it. I mean, that's all you got to do is watch Building 7. So that's why, I mean, look at Jesse Ventura, UDT, Navy SEAL, saying the same thing. Anybody who knows sees that, but then we have all the footage of them saying, get back, we're going to blow up 7. We have the local newscast saying they're thinking about bringing the building down. Let's go ahead and play this 20-second clip, and there's a longer one coming up, with the former Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, on Mancow's radio show. The audio is also at mancow.com. Here it is.
Building 7, I often hear about. No plane hit Building 7. Why did Building 7 come down?
What do you tell people?
What is Building 7?
Or when it was a Building 5 or the building that wasn't hit by the plane. Building 7.
I have no idea. I've never heard that.
Oh. Do a talk radio show. Oh, you'll hear it.
There's a longer clip coming up. Mancow, do you really believe that a 47-story building, it would be the biggest building in over 40 states, several hundred yards away, not hit by a falling building, fires start in it, it collapses at 5:25 in the afternoon, CNN, the police are on tape saying, get back, they're going to blow up that building. I can play that clip if you want to hear it. And Rumsfeld magically doesn't know about the main CIA building on the East Coast outside Langley blowing up and collapsing that day at free fall speed.
Oh, my God, Alex. I'm walking through TJ Maxx with my kids. What are you asking me?
You sent me the Building 7 clip yesterday.
Yes.
I was on your show today. You brought it up to me. You said this is really starting to make you question things.
Well, look, here's the deal. I feel like the Jedi mind trick was done on me because how could he not know? I couldn't wrap my mind around it. You don't even know how to respond. It's kind of like you walk in with your wife and she's with another guy and you say, hey, honey, what's going on? And she says, well, what guy? There's no guy here, but I can see the guy. I mean, it was just bizarre. I mean, look, he was very friendly. You saw him on Letterman. He was very friendly on Letterman as well. He was a very friendly guy. But how does he not know Building 7 came down? It defies everything, doesn't it?
Well, you can hear how he suddenly, as I've heard the rest of the interview, he's a lot more energetic. He just gets real quiet and goes, no, I don't know anything about that. I mean, that's got lie written all over it.
Well, how does he not know Building 7? Excuse me. How does he not know Building 7? I mean, what do you make of that?
Well, Mancow, they never want to talk about Building 7. They never paid any attention to it. I've got scores, and I've played them here over and over again. We've written articles about it with CNN, local CBS, local Fox. Amy Goodman was there, and they're told to run. It's going to blow up. And the cops are saying, get back. It's about to come down. They're going to bring down that building. Silverstein goes on PBS a year later and says, we gave the order to pull it and then watch the building come down.
Well, I've heard the stories. It was a planned demolition, right? They were going to bring it down. Now I've heard that, and now they're claiming that that another building fell on it. Although that's not really what happened, is what you say and others say. So where are you headed with this? Are you saying that Rumsfeld and Bush and Bove and all these characters were in on it? That they brought down all these buildings?
Well, you know, we have to ask the question, why are they acting stupid? Why is it on record that they said they were going to blow it up? BBC, 25 minutes before, on BBC World and BBC 24, simultaneously, with the same script, with their teleprompter readers, on two different BBCs, said Building 7, the Solomon Brothers building, has fallen. It's completely collapsed. And there they are live with it right behind them. It hasn't collapsed. Then they denied that they even did that. Then years later, BBC said, yes, we were told by Reuters it had collapsed. This is what's happening. It's kind of like Lee Harvey Oswald. 2 hours before his name was released, about an hour before he was even captured, running around Dallas, they got their time zones wrong. And in New Zealand, Australia, and several other countries, newspapers ran with his photo and his name that he was the shooter of John F. Kennedy when it wasn't even on the news here yet. They had their story and their script ready, and they jumped the gun. They jumped the gun.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean
clean your septic system.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than he did.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. May they've always done before.
Being at different news networks and watching how things are done, I mean, just, and this is not going to really help you with your show. I just find it interesting that every time I'm with a crowd, and I was at CPAC, and, you know, Ron Paul won 30%. I mean, he won and then some. Other people were getting 2 and 3%, and that's who we hear about on TV. Ron Paul killed at CPAC, and all we hear about is Romney. I've broken bread with Romney. I've hung out with Romney. He's a nice enough fella. He's unelectable as president. And if the Republicans, their main thing seems to be against health care, oh, blah, blah care. And yet that's what Romney gave us in Minnesota.
So Romney wrote it. Romney wrote it.
Yeah, so look, there's a lot that is very odd to me. I I see it's like Building 7. Building 7 came down. No, it didn't. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Ron Paul, in every one of these polls wins, and you and I are both friends with Ron Paul, so maybe that distorts our view, I like him politically, but it's just amazing. Romney is a guaranteed loser, and that's who they're going to run, and they keep telling us Romney, Romney, Romney. It reminds me of Giuliani. Remember Giuliani? Remember Fred Thompson?
Yeah, they're putting a horse that can't win in. It's like a Don King fight where he puts a fighter in that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag against Tyson. But expanding on that analogy, and I know you got to go, but it, I mean, this is important, man, Cal. Expanding on that, he only won by 2 points last year. He won by 7 points, totally creaming Romney in second place. And I was listening to the radio news feed that this network, Genesis, carries, and they didn't even report the Monday after that Ron Paul had won. All they talked about was Mitt Romney. And so I just exactly. I mean, it's like the Super Bowl and, a team wins.
Yeah.
And then they don't even tell you about the team that won the Super Bowl. They tell you about the team that lost and imply that they won.
Yeah. Hey, it is the Generals versus the Globetrotters, and yet they keep running the Generals. Hey, Bud, let me tell you, here in Chicago, what happened yesterday.
Oh, yeah. All this election fraud. I mean, let me stop you. Talk about it. Magically record voting problems and the gangster Rahm Emanuel he's in. Tell us.
Yeah. Well, look, you have it's so big, Alex. It's so big. And I don't want to insult your listeners, but it's so big, I don't even know how to put it into radio terms. And this is what I do for a living. Let me try to make it simple. This guy, Rod Blagojevich, came out and said, look, they're crooks. They want to jack up your taxes. They want to steal from you. I won't let them. They're going to dummy up something to try to destroy me. I thought, well, that guarantees our taxes aren't going to go up. They jacked up our taxes 67%. They keep telling us this guy's a crook. The courts freed him. A jury said, no, this guy isn't a crook at all. And immediately, they screamed out in court, retrial! And, of course, the government has endless funds to go after people. They've never proven anything against this guy. Look, I live in Illinois. All these guys are crooks, but they haven't been able to prove anything on this kid. So he says he's going to talk. And if he talks, the House of Obama comes down. Barry's House of Cards comes falling.
Well, listen, he better talk now because Ron Brown, the Commerce Secretary, was going to go down. He said, I'm going to talk, and they shot him in the head and blew the airplane
up. In the back of his head.
And had the special forces blow the hatch and helo, high-low out of the plane.
Do you have time for me to finish here?
Yes, go ahead.
So you know, the Daley family, Mayor Daley, a famous name in Chicago, he's going to step down. His brother replaces Rahm Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel, the head of the White House, is coming to Chicago. I know for a fact the number one guy, and he's a great man. He's a great man, okay? And maybe someday I'll talk about it. I gave him my word that I would not. And I'm telling you, the guy that would have been the next mayor of Chicago that is a great man got a personal call from his old political buddy Obama, and Obama said, look, you can't run. Do not run. And this guy decided not to, and I don't know what kind of... I don't know what was said, what was promised, if there was threats. Alex, I don't know. My point is, here comes Rahm Emanuel to make sure all the bodies stay buried, figuratively. Blagojevich are going to make sure he doesn't talk. They want to make sure they protect, I believe, and I study this and I live this, guys. I believe they want to protect the House of Cards that is the Obama administration. They don't want the truth to come out. And this election, less than half a million people voted in Chicago. Wow.
Well, I've got the reports pouring out of Chicago of massive fraud and people saying that the fix was in. But we all know there's never election fraud in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the old joke is the dead vote. I don't know that it's very funny, but that's what everybody talks about.
All right, man, Cal, finishing up here, and I want to get reports. I know you're very busy.
Yeah.
You know, soon, our man in Chicago is Eric Mancal Mueller, mancal.com. But in closing, going back to Rumsfeld, I mean, look, you asked me today on your show, what is a 9/11 truther? Well, it runs the gamut. But all I know is that Norman Panetta, the transportation secretary, was in the bunker with Cheney 45 minutes earlier than Cheney said he was, and yeah. testified before Congress that Cheney basically ordered a stand down of the F-16s to not shoot down Flight 77 or whatever supposedly went over or into the Pentagon. And so all I'm saying is, man, I'll send you, like you sent me the clip of Rumsfeld, we appreciate it. I'll send you the articles we've written with a bunch of video clips of cops and people going, get back, they're going to blow up Building 7. And it was on the news that, well, we may bring it down. They blew it up, and now Rumsfeld tells you, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, come on.
Okay, look, Alex, let's send me the audio. I want it. Okay, but look, let's skip everything, okay? Let's skip everything you just said. Can we skip that for a second?
Sure.
Okay. How about just the fact that Building 7 in New York came down on 9/11 and he didn't know about it? I mean, let's just start there. And then when your mind starts racing and you start connecting the dots, it is a frightening proposition. You follow what I'm saying?
I know, absolutely, that he's there playing dumb, caught like Sylvester with the canary in his mouth.
Yeah, he's spitting out feathers. Well, look, I hear a lot about your program, and I always love when you're on my show. It's you make me think, and I don't know that I like that.
Well, facts are facts, Mantown. We appreciate your courage.
I think I'm going to have to turn on CNN so I feel better about the country again.
Well, but I mean, look, I mean, it's just like Andrew Napolitano has come out and said he doesn't believe the official story. That's a big deal. He got attacked for it. Now we've seen, after he looked at Building 7 footage, we've now seen Geraldo Rivera come out and say he now wants to look at it.
Yeah.
That shows that you guys are honorable and will at least say, wow, this stinks to high heaven. Mancow.com. Thank you for giving us the audio. We're going to play a longer clip of Rumsfeld coming back,
right,
but I'm going to let you get back to your family, and I'll see you next Wednesday when I have my spot on your show. I appreciate you having me on, Eric.
Thank you, Alex. God bless.
God bless. All right, take care, buddy. Great job. Okay, we're going to go out to break with the Donald Rumsfeld clip. Let's just go ahead and hit that clip now. Here is the clip of Rumsfeld on Mancow 2 days ago.
You're such a serious guy. People, I don't think, realize I've been around you several times. You have a great sense of humor. What do you watch? What makes you laugh? I'd be curious.
Well, you know, but
NBC Nightly News?
No. The last movie I saw was Secretariat.
I wanted it to be The Hangover or something like that.
No, but I don't watch movies much. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I mostly read history books and biographies.
Yeah.
TV shows. I tell you, I watch some news, and I watch sports.
All right, folks.
Just as I would expect.
I'll tell you what we're going to do, because we're running up against the break, and I skipped too many breaks. We're going to come back, play the short clip, then play a longer clip, and then analyze this. And I've got Stansberry Research coming up, incredible intel on the dollar, the economy. Part two, live interview with more information with Lindsey Williams coming up the third hour. Then we go into fourth hour overdrive with James Corbett, the Corbett Report. And we've got a huge guest. You quite frankly probably can't get a bigger guest for media explosion than I've got tomorrow.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, and May, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar-powered generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y Diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big deal. I cannot stress to you, the listeners of the syndicated radio broadcast and those watching as we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv in video living color, that Obama's speech last night saying we in the past days have been preparing an international response into Libya. You notice they used the cover of Egypt to move in a couple more aircraft carriers and big task force groups. Oil prices have gone up more than, what, $27 this week. They're up to $119 right now. We haven't seen oil prices at the gas pump this high since 2008. And they are preparing globalist-backed units in Benghazi to try to invade Tripoli. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that they believe he has nerve gas and high-tech missiles that he's going to try to use. Now, I want to pull back from this and look at the larger geopolitical ramifications, because every political analyst who we have had on this show, we only have people on who've been right about 95% of the time, people who really know what's happening in the world, and folks that their information matches my research, but then they can take us even further because of their specialities in those areas, are concurring, and we're saying years ago, months ago, you've heard them here, that there would be a destabilization campaign in the Middle East, that it was a new kamikaze mode. Instead of just invading Afghanistan or Iraq or encircling Pakistan and inserting special ops, they now caught a CIA guy there. Reportedly, the news is saying that he was trying to give fissile material, nuclear material to Al-Qaeda. That's groups they control, again, as a pretext to invade Pakistan. I mean, this is getting wild. Now it's 100% clear what's happening. Doesn't mean Hosni Mubarak's good. It doesn't mean that Muammar Gaddafi's good. It doesn't mean that the people running Saudi Arabia are good. No, they're bad. And it's a political climate, an atmosphere, where the globalists can knock the dominoes over. The question is, why do they want that? Now, I haven't talked or even read in the last few days. I probably should have, but I get so busy. What Wayne Madsen thinks about this. I know he predicted a lot of this years ago and again months ago on the show, formerly an anti-submarine warfare expert. Worked then in the NSA and a lot of other classified areas. He's written for some of the biggest magazines and newspapers in the nation, WayneMadsenReport.com. He reports on national security and international issues for major TV stations around the world. And he also reports routinely from what's happening at the National Press Club. So I don't know what he's going to say about what's happening in Tripoli or what's happening in Egypt or this domino effect. Or Saudi Arabia handing out $37 billion in a single day to people yesterday, and the king having to come back to Saudi Arabia from his European pleasure palaces, worried about overthrow. But this, I believe, is the clear double cross of the more friendly Arab regimes or the more neutral ones to put things into an order out of chaos situation. And I predicted they would then blame the depression on this, and now I saw headlines the last 2 days that, oh, this is going to kill the recovery. Oh, we're going to have a depression because of this. Oh, the oil prices are going up because of this. No, the underlying situation is dollar devaluation. So for the next 30 minutes, we're joined by Wayne Madsen and Wayne Madsen Report. Wayne, you've heard me in the last 3 minutes break down my analysis of this and the horror of the prospect of UN, NATO, U.S.-backed forces going into Tripoli. Give us your take on what you think.
Well, I still believe that what we're seeing in North Africa, especially North Africa, was triggered by the same forces that triggered the anti-government, anti-austerity moves in Greece, where we had riots there again over the austerity measures, the budget cuts in the last few days. We saw it in Spain. We saw it in the UK. And I think this is what really was seething under the under all the other problems we had in North Africa. Now, we know from the State Department cables, from WikiLeaks, that obviously the NGOs, the Soros-backed groups, the National Endowment for Democracy, the Freedom House, and these other NGOs that are always in there trying to stir up the opposition, were involved in all these countries.
Oh, they admit they are. They're bragging now, Wayne.
Yeah, but I think where they miscalculated is they thought with the Jasmine Revolution in Tunisia and the Lotus Revolution in Egypt, that these were going to be soft landing type changeovers like they saw in Ukraine and a few of these other soft revolutions. But they miscalculated because of the unemployment and the high food prices and the disgust, especially amongst the young people, about these regimes. These exploded, and I believe that they're not under control anymore. We know there were signs that Gaddafi last month was thinking about succession. Now, his son Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, I've written about this. This guy was a sweetheart as far as the elites of Europe were concerned. He's a good friend of Lord Peter Mandelson, the former British business secretary. He's very good friends with Prince Andrew and also very good friends with Nathaniel Rothschild, the scion of the Rothschild family. This is the crowd he traveled with. He's a graduate of the London School of Economics. But now we heard him defending his father on TV, talking about, you know, you'll be, you know, shot if you are caught with weapons and all this type of thing. This is out of control. I was in Gaddafi's tent in Tripoli in October 2009, and it was the 40th anniversary of the coup, which he calls his Green Revolution, and overthrew the king. But I find it interesting, last month, Gaddafi gave back royal property seized from the king's family, this King Idris al-Senussi. Now, the Senussis were from Benghazi, Cyrenaica. That's the area that has broken away. So I believe that Gaddafi probably understood that there were rumblings in Libya that his dates were short, and he was looking at succession, possibly a role for the former royal family who he had deposed in 69. Now, we don't know where they stand, but I think it's very instructive that the flag being used by the opposition is the royal flag.
Okay, Wayne, we got you on short notice. You're on your cell phone. I'm going to wait a moment until it comes back and gets a little bit better. But the big issue I want to bring up to you, what do you make of Obama's incredible speech? I mean, this is war under another name. He says, we're preparing an intervention. We're preparing international forces to go in. And now they're reporting, the Wall Street Journal and others, that Gaddafi's, and I believe it, I know he's got it, heavily armed, is going to try to use nerve gas on him. And I mean, this is a nightmare.
Well, the Wall Street Journal, I'm always skeptical about them. They're neocons from the word go. We also have his justice minister who resigned, saying that Gaddafi was totally behind Lockerbie, when we know to the contrary it was Iran. Of course, George H.W. Bush found it convenient to blame Gaddafi because he didn't want Iran getting involved with plans to go into Iraq during the lead up to Desert Storm. So there's a lot of people who have left Gaddafi's regime who, for one reason or another, they're sort of like those old Soviet defectors. They always would overstate the threat.
Like all the Iraqi defectors that we now know were paid to lie.
Oh, absolutely, like curveball. So I would take some of what these guys are saying with a grain of salt about Gaddafi having bio and chemical weapons. After all, he allowed inspectors in there under the Bush administration, the last administration, to turn all that stuff over. So these people are obviously trying to score political points more with the Western media. But it was quite clear when I was in Tripoli that Gaddafi, who gave a speech today where he's talking about he's no different than the Queen of England or the King of Thailand, he's just a figurehead, he has no real power. Well, when you first land in Tripoli, you see his portrait is everywhere. Huge portraits on the sides of buildings, over the overpasses on the highways going into Tripoli, in hotels, in lobbies, in offices, everywhere. You find Gaddafi looking down at you, and
kind of like Janet Napolitano on the high tech right. Telescreens going in 9,000 locations. Another telltale sign of classical corruption in 1984 societies.
Right, and it's clear that this was a dictatorship, a cult of personality, like in North Korea with Kim Jong-il. And the other thing I noted is people even close to Gaddafi would talk about him. It was clear that even the people in his regime did not like him. As a matter of fact, I asked him when I was in his tent, I said, what's with that guy? I know he doesn't drink, but he's clear is he on medication, thinking maybe the guy's ill? And they just smiled. They said, hashish. Apparently, so he said today, he said, oh, these kids out there involved in the rebellion are on hallucinogenic drugs, when he should look in a mirror and it see the picture of somebody who's on
drugs. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can look at him, Wayne, and tell that he's on some hardcore drugs.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.